And then this joint
meeting is back in the
deadline because some people didn't get it in.
Joint meeting for facilities and finance.
Oh my gosh.
Let's see what we have here. We have a quorum with facilities. And you folks do, or you wouldn't have held your meeting earlier. So citizens' comments would be next. If there's any citizens that would like to address the joint committees on any matter. If not, citizens' comments are closed. Jerry, do you have a report?
No.
I don't either. Any reports from any committee member? All right. Joe, I believe we're going to move to you. And we're going to begin with the disposal of vacant land.
Yeah, and Mr. Arbet is here to speak to this as well. Thank you, supervisors, for holding this special meeting tonight. It seemed the most efficient way of handling this, as both committees needed to consider this.
Joe, while you're handing out maps, if you want me to give a background.
Sure, please do.
What precipitated this whole
thing?
So most of you, I think, are familiar with the intersection of H and County Highway H and Bain Station Road. In fact, we just opened the roundabout a couple of days ago. What we needed to do in order to create that roundabout was eliminate one of the farmer on the southwest corner of that intersection, eliminate one of his driveways. It was too close to the intersection to give us the real estate we needed to create the roundabout. So we had to eliminate that. We also had to pick up some right-of-way from him as well in order to accomplish the project. And initially, we were going down the path of looking at having to reconstruct his driveway. If you're familiar with the property, that's an active farm, and he has a lot of large agricultural equipment as well as grain handling trucks. So he had, before we did the project, he had a loop. He could drive in one driveway, and without having to back up and stuff, he could come out the other driveway. By eliminating one driveway, he was going to need to create a new driveway on Bain Station Road instead of having the two on H that he used to have. And that was going to have to go fairly west of the intersection, again, in order to create the safety zone needed for the intersection itself. So we had put together an estimate for what the cost was going to be to reconstruct basically the driveway that was taken from him, in addition to the right-of-way we were going to need to create the roundabout the way we needed it. And the estimate for that was $77,000, which was a pretty big number. And so what the farmer actually came up with was he had made us aware, I was aware of it, but Clement, who was really managing the project, he's up at the commissioner's meeting at the Dells tonight. He wasn't aware of it, but as he dug into it, he found out that the Paupers Cemetery, what's commonly referred to as the county cemetery, is just across the street from this farmer's property, and he actually owns land on that side of the road as well, the east side of H, that abuts the Paupers Cemetery. Now the county parcel, as you see where the cemetery is that Joe handed out, is that whole red rectangle there, and that's on the east side of H. That front part we're planning on keeping, because that is the cemetery proper and some additional land as well. And that part that's yellowed out, crosshatch, that's the area that we have been leasing to him for I'm not sure how many
about
years.
2 years.
About 2 years. And I think actually the formal agreement was put together a couple years ago, but I believe he's actually been farming that property prior to that. We just felt the need to put a formal arrangement in place in recognition of what was going on. The land itself is landlocked. There is no access to it from the road. It's really of only value to that farmer. And so when he came up with the proposal, he says, hey, you know, instead of paying me for putting in a new driveway, I'll take care of the driveway, but what about transferring this property to us? So we got a formal appraisal from blocking on the name of the firm, but they do all our right-of-way acquisition appraisals. They did an appraisal on the property of $22,600 and change. The value to put in the driveway was $77,000 based on the length and what we were going to need to do to construct it. So we said, this is a win-win. If you're good to take the property, it's really of no value that we could see to anybody else. and it'll save us money. So that's basically how the thing came about, and that's why we proposed it. It really is a win-win. It's a landlocked piece of property, and thought it was a good idea. So that's what's being proposed.
Any questions?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I get to where you got to after that long speech, but when you started out, you started tying Bain Station Road into it.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this picture, and I'm not seeing Bain Station Road, and so I was momentarily confused. I mean, you're right, it's landlocked, and we don't need it, and we should get rid of it. I agree 100%. Where does Bain Station Road tie into this?
Supervisor Gentz, it's as if we choreographed this.
Thank you, Supervisor Boss. I'm glad to, you know.
It's way up on top, over here.
Yeah.
This, if you can look, I don't know if you can visualize it from there, but basically, this is there, as north is there.
Okay.
The roundabout, you can see, is in dead center, right?
Yeah. I see the big blob in the middle.
This is the southwest corner. This is where the Steinbrink farm is, okay. Right here. This is the driveway that was eliminated, this little yellow highlighter.
Okay.
The cemetery property is actually right over here. Okay. So that particular map is only showing this little section.
So really,
section.
These don't have anything to do with each other.
They do in that we had to take this area here of his farm in order to create this roundabout. We had to take that and eliminate a driveway. And the fact that he owns property on both sides, and this chunk that's next adjacent to the cemetery is also landlocked, as opposed to paying him $77,000 to reconstruct his driveway, that's this little blue mark here, way west from where the intersection is. Instead of doing that, we came up with the idea of
the
land spot.
Thank you for tying it all together for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Ray.
Question.
He plans on putting the driveway in himself then? Is that what you're saying?
Right. He's going to put the driveway in himself.
And is there an inspection process on that? I mean we got a price of $77,000. Maybe he can do it himself for $15,000. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm all for the land because this is actually behind his son's place. I'm familiar with. So you can't do anything with it anyways.
Yeah.
We can't do anything. You can't even get to it. So I agree with that. But, I mean, is there certain specifications he needs to abide by? I mean,
the only thing that will control is the permit for putting in the driveway, the actual access point, its distance from the intersection,
right,
and the construction of that, the culvert and stuff to manage the stormwater flow. That's kind of our extent. The rest of it on
be
his
gravel.
Property is his deal.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So thank you.
Yeah.
Does someone on your committee have to make a motion, or can I make a motion?
You can make a motion.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, we'll do it separately, I suppose. Facilities. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Finance committee members, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Youth and governments, are you okay with this?
Aye.
So it carries from both committees.
Yes.
Thank you. I'll be back later.
Now we have. Number six here, we have a resolution to grant right of way.
So this one, I don't know how much information you actually got attached to the resolution. If you got, again, I apologize, I'm not exactly as efficient as a PowerPoint, but the. Map, if you didn't get it, this is a piece of property along Highway C, just west of Bain Station Road, if I remember correctly, that county owns. And it's a parcel, it's actually, if you can see in what's outlined in red there, that's the parcel the county owns. As part of a multi-use path project that's funded with CMAQ funds, congestion mitigation and air quality improvement federal funds, we're putting a multi-use path along that. Some of it's been constructed already, and there's another section that's planned to be constructed next year. Well, in order to meet the requirements for the federal funding that's involved in the project, we need to dedicate right-of-way, even if we own the property, we need to formally dedicate a chunk of it as right-of-way for the project. So it seems kind of redundant, but that's basically it. We're creating a The resolution basically creates a right-of-way to ourselves on our property so we can construct the trail to be consistent with the federal grant requirements. That's basically it.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Supervisor Gentz, seconded by Supervisor O'Day. Any discussion? If not, again, for facilities, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries?
All those in favor on finance, say aye.
Aye.
Passes.
Governments, you okay with it? Just want to be sure.
Do you think governments support it?
They support it wholeheartedly. They even spoke on my behalf. They're so supportive.
You need that.
I did. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
So now, Joe, possible.
Yes.
There's more?
There's one more item. I would ask for a motion to go into closed session.
Should we do it separately or what?
I think that...
So move.
I believe that either committee could move it on the grounds that we're having a joint meeting. But I think you should vote separately.
Then move and seconded to go into closed session. All those in favor of closed session for facilities? Aye.
Aye.
Roll call.
Yep. Okay.
Roll call then. Supervisor Grady.
Aye.
Supervisor O'Day.
Aye.
Supervisor Wamble.
Aye.
Supervisor Bostrom.
Aye.
And
Franco.
Who else do we have?
Franco.
Supervisor Franco.
Aye.
He's hiding.
He's hiding.
Okay. And Elverman votes aye.
Jeff.
Aye.
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 Aye. Well, he's voting for Greg, I guess.
He's voting for Greg.
So we are in closed.
You have to turn the recorder off now?
Yes.
Thank you, Supervisor.